And welcome to episode 54, take two of the Metal Chat podcast. My name is Melissa and I'm coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts. So you may have seen that I posted this earlier in the week, but there were a little bit of technical difficulties. I thank my friend Jerry and my friend Matt out in KC for alerting me to the problem. I think what happened was, and you'll hear it on this episode because I just went back to the original audio, but there was some buffering on Joe's end. And I was trying to fix it, and I didn't do a very good job of fixing it. And then I don't know how it got repeated and then ended abruptly, and I don't even know what happened. But anyway, we're back in action. We're going to try it again. This episode is a conversation that I had with Joe from the YouTube channel, Wasting Time with Average Joe. We didn't get to plug it in the body of our conversation, so I'm going to plug it now. Please like and subscribe to this great channel. He has a lot of great content. This episode, we are discussing and reviewing the new Mick Mars and the new Ace Frehley. We then talk a little bit about concerts. So if you're wondering who's coming to town, we've got your concert calendar covered. It gets a little Florida heavy because he lives in Florida and I used to live in Florida. So we talk a little bit about Florida, Florida venues. It meanders a little bit, but it's a conversation, which is the whole point of the show, is just chatting with other like-minded people about the bands that we love, the shows that we go to, and the stuff that we have coming up in our rock and metal world. But before we get started, as always, I thank you for your continued support, especially during this debacle. It is much appreciated. And with that, we are on to episode 54, take two, Mick and Ace with Joe. My guest today is my buddy Joe from Wasting Time with Average Joe on YouTube. He's been on the show before. He's a friend of the show. And he's here to discuss the new Mick Mars and the new Ace Frehley albums that have just recently dropped. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be on. Whenever you want me on, I'm on. So
I love it. I just texted. I was like, hey, you want to come on for this? He's like, yes.
Yeah, it's great talking to you. It's always fun. It's interesting because Kiss was like my gateway band, and Ace was always my favorite member until, you know, later on in life. But and then I was in the Motley Crue before they hit it big. I actually had the Leather Records Too Fast for Love. I bought it through Brian Slagle's, who's now, you know, Metal Blade, and through his fanzine, they had an ad in there. So I go way back with both these guys, and they just released new albums.
They did. So let's talk about Mick first. So Mick released his album. It's called The Other Side of Mars. It's produced by Michael Wagner, which is no joke, because Michael Wagner does some great work. He's, of course,
yeah, and Ray Lutzier, who I'm a huge drums. Yeah.
Yep. It's got Paul Taylor from Winger.
Well, we'll get into that.
I can go track by track, or we can just give an overview.
I mean, full disclosure, I've listened to this a couple times, and I've listened to the Ace one a lot more. So I'm a lot more familiar with the Ace one. But the thing that hits me about the Mick Mars is, and then you read about Paul Taylor, and there's a song on there where it's all keyboards. And I believe there's a theme with both these albums where you have these artists from 80s bands latching on to classic rock guys, or I guess Mick Mars is an 80s band, but you know, they're latching on to these guys. It's actually their project. So I'm seeing this more as a Paul Taylor project.
Thing is that, you know, I kind of thought that the reason or how Ray and Paul ended up sort of in this project is because of Michael Wagner, because of his background with Korn and Winger.
Right.
that he kind of knew these guys and kind of said to me, "Hey, I know some guys." And I kind of took it a different I kind of took it a different way.
When I listen to this, I feel like I'm listening to a bunch of songs that sound the same on Octane on Sirius Radio.
I find this whole album to be kind of weird because it sort of sounds nu metal-y. It sounds like
That's
the
my point.
2000s.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
Oh, is that what Octane is? I don't know. I
Yeah,
never yeah.
yeah.
Oh
It's
yeah,
like all
that
those,
is the
yeah.
one. That's the nu metal station. That's right. Yeah, I mean it's not very modern
It's very
and
generic,
we'll
isn't it?
kind of get to, I mean, there's elements about Aces that aren't very modern, but they're more throwback than this is just kind of a weird sort of thing. I mean, I will say this about this album. It is nothing like Motley Crue. A 360 from Motley Crue. Not
Yeah.
necessarily in a good way, but
Yeah, it's nothing like Motley Crue.
probably my biggest gripe about this album is the vocals. They got an unknown guy. He's not that good. He's okay. I mean,
No.
he's serviceable. I mean, he can carry a tune. He's not terrible, but he's just
He sounds like a generic nu metal singer.
exactly. That's just any you could just punch any guy in there, It's so the first song is the song that is the first single that
Right.
everybody has probably heard.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Again, it's
I
okay.
mean, I feel the same way. I mean, I think that
I
like
can't, I have to listen to it more. Are there any like guitar solos that stand out?
nothing. Not
Yeah,
so well.
and I was fully expecting, his whole one of his main things that really set him aside from all the other guitarists in the time was his brilliant slide guitar. And there's
Right.
none of it here.
Yeah, I mean, this first song, I mean, it's got kind of a catchy chorus, I guess, but this first song, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the band Pretty Reckless. Do you know them? You know who
Yes,
I'm talking about?
yeah.
That's what that song reminds me of. It has that kind of that whole radio friendly, poppy, nu metal thing going on. It doesn't really work for me, but one of the things that I wrote on my notes, because I wrote notes, was that the guitar solo is okay. It's fine. It's not groundbreaking. It's not exciting. And it's and then the second song, it's kind of the same. It's a little bit
Yes.
of a better guitar solo, but not really memorable or catchy.
They all kind of meld together, and then which song is the ballad?
That
Right? So I mean, I don't even know if there's guitar in that song.
there's a couple of ballads, right? So there's
Yeah.
well, so the third song has that is that power ballad, right? With that orchestral thing going on.
Right.
I don't know if they were trying to channel like 80s like winger hair metal type. That's
Yeah,
what I kind of get from that.
I don't know. I was really pumped to hear this. I thought there would be more of his Motley Crue style guitar, and
Yeah.
you have one of my favorite drummers on there who just beats the crap out of the drums. If you want to see a guy beat the crap out of drums, look for what was the side project that the Stone Temple Pilots guys did? He was the drummer. He hits the crap out of the drums, right? And I just was expecting so much of this. But then I see, Paul Taylor's all over this place, and I'm thinking, this is Paul Taylor latching on to Mick Mars, and it's his project. And Mick Mars is like, okay, that's cool. And I'm gonna try to outdo Motley Crue.
The thing is this guy's a guitar player, and there's no, I mean, even the guitar solos that are on here, they're not very long. They're not very interesting. I mean, he's a guitar player for Christ's sakes.
Right.
Then there's another ballad, which is that one, I think that's the one that you're talking about with the piano,
Yeah. Oh, so the
which,
band is Army of Anyone. They had one album. It was really good with the singer from Filter. But
oh
yeah,
yeah. I forgot about, geez,
if
I
you
forgot all
see,
about that.
they actually have them in the studio playing the songs live, and Ray beats the living crap out of the drums. So I don't know. I was really, when I saw this lineup, but I didn't, catch that guy from Winger and Alice Cooper was on keyboards, and I think he's the driving force here. And you're right about the singer. He's just like,
Bland,
yeah,
bland.
really generic. Like you turn on Octane on Sirius and okay, it's the
Yeah,
same.
you almost you could just be it could be AI, like they could just program something in. It could be like a computer
Right.
generated, you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
the thing about this album is I counted three ballads, right? Because there's that orchestral thing, and then there's the piano slowish song after that, and then there's that one song that does kind of sound like a Korn song. It kind of has that. You know what else I don't like? And on this song, I had written the notes about this because, and I don't know what the effect is called when it sounds like you're singing in a through a like a paper towel
Yes.
holder. You know what I'm talking about? A mega. It's not a megaphone, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
I agree.
That's going on in this album, which it doesn't help his voice any.
No.
But that one that sounds kind of Korn-ish has a good, the drums are good in that song. It's a very new metal-y song. It does have a longer guitar solo, but that's that one that has that weird ending, which I don't understand that at all. What do you think about that ending?
I mean, they're just trying to be, they're trying to be strange and alternative, I guess. They're trying to be alternative, and it's,
Yeah. So for people who don't know, it's like they're trying to like act like the record's skipping or
Right. It's
there's a
terrible. Yeah.
malfunction or whatever.
I was,
And then
at
it just
first, I was like, what is,
and then it just ends really weird. I mean, it just sort of like, listen, I don't understand how this is. And it's just a really weird, it
It's
ends really weird.
really friggin' annoying. It's awful.
And then there's another ballad. Like, really?
Right.
Another ballad? How many ballads do you need on this album?
I
I mean,
know.
I thought that was crazy. And oh yeah, number seven is the one with the, and then is the one that has the piano, because it's like I wrote more soft dribble.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, honestly, it all just kind of like melds together.
And
Is
then and then so then that's the number seven, the seventh number seven track is the one that has the piano. And then
Yeah.
so that now I have like four soft songs. And then there's that kind of opens like the first track, and that's very 2000 sounding. And then I wrote, this kind of sounds like one of those new pop country songs with that, you know how that has an anthemic part in it where they're like trying to like, you know, that sing-alongy part
Yes.
where there's like no guitar or whatever, where it's like just
Yeah.
drums, like
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there, but that's just, that's sort of,
No.
it's so,
Forgettable.
yeah, and juvenile, right? Kind of
Yeah,
like,
right.
it's
Yeah.
kind of like a poppy bunch
Right.
of, like a bunch of 15-year-olds singing it or something like
Yeah.
that.
This shows, Mick Mars, he's all about his getting his revenge. He's in court with the band and all this other stuff. This doesn't bolster my opinion of him. Like, he still has it. He can still perform. No, it's just, I see this as a bunch of guys carrying him, and it's a bunch of bland new metal songs.
Say the best song on the album, though, is the last song.
And that was written entirely by Mick.
And you know what? It's an instrumental. It's an instrumental. There's actually guitar. And you were talking before about the blues thing, and this song is a little bit bluesy. It's
Right.
called, I think, LA Noir, I believe it's
Yeah.
called.
And I
For
believe
me,
this is
it's,
the song that he had in his pocket for a while.
and that's the thing, it's like you should have taken this song and built an album around it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they cut corners.
Full disclosure, I don't own this. I probably will not ever own this. So I listened to it on Spotify. So I can't really talk to you about the production. I mean, I'm sure the production is fine because it's a Michael Wagner album. I'm, you
Right.
know, he knows how to produce an album.
I mean,
It's
how do you
fine.
have a great drummer and a great producer and produce this, create this? It's really disappointing. I didn't get any physical product with this. I have Apple. I subscribe to Apple.
Yeah, same.
So,
Same. I subscribe to
yeah.
Spotify. It's the same thing. I mean, it'd be interesting to be like a fly on the wall and sort of be like, how do you guys have like this meeting where you sit around and you decide, yeah, we're gonna make this sound like it's 2000, 2001. Like, why?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I
I know.
mean, I mean, the thing is if this album came out and everything sort of sounded like 80s Motley Crue, you could kind of go, okay, well, that's the guy's wheelhouse, you know, that's where he comes from. I get it, you
Right.
know. But this, I don't get this at all.
Like blues riff based. Like,
Exactly.
not, it's almost like he's trying to be John Corabi in the, I don't know.
He
I
should have
just
got John Corabi to sing. At least it would have been a little bit better if he had John Corabi singing on
would
this.
definitely be a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, this is this. I honestly, I listened to this album maybe like four times. I watched the video, a couple of the videos. I will probably never listen to this again.
I agree with you
I
100%.
think it's just
Yeah, I didn't
like,
even look at the videos.
there's no reason to. I mean, I gave it like a, I mean, I don't really, I'm not good at rating, but I was like a 2 out of 5, maybe. I don't know. I mean, like I said, the best song on the album is the last song for me
Yeah,
personally.
definitely.
Let's
All right,
switch gears
now
and talk about Ace.
talk about
Do
Ace.
you,
All
did you buy the Ace yet, or did you
right,
just
so
stream
I'm
it?
going to I have I'm going to put out something to your listeners, because I'm going to see if I can actually give this away. I have the CD and I'm looking at it right now, and I also have red vinyl, which I did not open. If someone replies to you on Twitter or and then comes and subscribes to my channel, I will send this album to you unopened for free. So I'm putting that
Okay.
out to your listeners. All right.
All right.
How it
This
can.
episode is probably going to drop on Saturday,
All
so.
right. So yeah, I'm not opening it. There's no reason to open it. Let's get into this album and how much. Well, I'm going to say
How
off the
much
bat,
we like it.
it sucks. It's absolutely terrible. And I listened to this 10 times. It gets worse every time I listen to it.
So,
so let's start
so let's start at the beginning. So Anton Figg is back, right? So it's Anton Figg and Steve Brown, who people may know from the band Trickster. That's his people that he's got going on and on his.
It's of my opinion that Steve latched onto Ace, and this is Steve's album. And there's even now interviews and words saying that Steve knows how to play leads like Ace. I don't even know if Ace is playing guitar on this album.
So the first song is
the first song is My Way by Soundgarden in a different key. And it doesn't work.
But it's,
it's one of the better songs on the album.
I was just going to say, first of all, it's a better opening track than Mick has, right?
Right.
At least it opens up a little bit more interesting. The vocals on this album are so overproduced. Now, full disclosure, for those of you who don't know, Ace is not really a great singer. Never
no,
has been.
He's not a
never
good singer.
Has been.
But here's the deal. It's he's totally auto-tuned. Okay, so I just want to re-emphasize, this song is My Wave by Soundgarden, and it goes out. It has it's the same thing, but it's in a different key. So they totally ripped off Soundgarden and didn't do a good job at it. The vocal, Ace is a terrible singer, but the thing about Ace is he had this style like with Shock Me.
Right.
Again, and you know what? That brings up another point. Before you go and listen to this album, or next time you listen to it, go to Chris Shiflett's YouTube channel. All your listeners, just not you, Melissa, just all your listeners. Go to Chris Shiflett's. He's the lead guitar player for Foo Fighters. Totally underutilized because he's phenomenal. He interviews Ace Frehley. Ace Frehley can barely get through the interview. He slurs all of his words and he can barely play Shock Me. This is only a couple weeks ago. So you tell me that he's playing on this album and singing. And
well, he's definitely, because I mean, it is, I mean, we know he has bad vocals anyway, but he's auto-tuned bad.
He's auto-tuned bad, and they have tons of lyrics. His songs like Shock Me or Hard Times or even some of his newer songs, he would like sing a couple lyrics and then go into his, like, your lightning's all I need, my set. And then he'd play guitar, right? That was kind of his gimmick, but it worked for him. Here they have him and he can barely talk. I don't know what the deal is with his sobriety or whatever, but so they're auto-tuning him and they are shoving the lyrics down our throats. I have the lyric sheet in front of us.
Well,
and
the
I'm
lyric sheet's about his girl, right? He's in love.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't want to hear about a 73-year-old woman.
His whole album is about his girl.
It's awful. It's god awful. The Stones write about women on their new album, but he's writing about how women are screwing him over, right? That's what an old guy is supposed to write about if he's going to write about a woman. You're not writing like you're 20, in love. Come on.
Oh, that's good for him. So the second song is another
something
song
weird is
about
going on there, Melissa. It's bizarre. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
So the second song is another song. I have another song about his girl, but it's not even the second song, which is the second single, which is that, what's it called? Space. I'm in our space, or I forgot what it's called.
Walking on the Moon.
Walking on the Moon.
Yeah.
Dumb song.
It is. And again, you say it might be from disaster. You made. I swear to God, they put this lyric sheet in front of them, and her and Steve Brown said, "Okay, Ace, read this, and then we're just gonna do some trickery in the studio because it's too wordy. It's this. Yeah, the lyrics alone.
I don't know who's. Through. I don't
I mean,
know
the
I
singing. Don't... I'm sorry. The singing alone, you can't get through it. It's brutal.
But here's the thing: is just when I thought the singing couldn't get any worse. We get to the third song, and the singing is actually worse on this song. I mean, they
Cosmic
really, I don't
Hawk,
know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my, what is that? Now, I will say there is kind of a catchy, it's a little bit catchy.
A little bit catchy.
Catchy chorus. I mean, it's like the guitar
it's
solo
probably,
is kind
honestly,
of a simple,
probably my
classic
second,
probably bass my, guitar solo.
It's probably my second favorite song on the album, actually.
Yeah, it's one of the better songs. It is one of the
it
better
is.
Songs on the
album.
And like I said, it's got a pretty decent guitar solo. I mean, it's nothing spectacular,
but
you
are you sick of the whole trope, too, with everything has to be electricity or space. I mean, I get it, but I don't know.
That's a shtick.
Yeah, I know.
So the next song it's kind of an 80s sounding song.
Cherry
this
Madison.
Is the song. This song sounds sort of, this is the new video. I watched the video for this today.
Videos.
Oh
the
my God.
Video is
well,
cringe.
I'm not really a video person anyway, but I was like, oh, well, it popped up on my YouTube. So I was like, oh, well, you know what? Since I'm going to be talking about it, let me look at this. Another song about his girl. It's kind
you
of
make
a kissy.
You feel better when you're in your black leather.
Skank kiss, right?
Well, black leather is from Shock Me, but
yeah.
He's singing about I find, you know, I see these videos with him and his girlfriend. They're all over, she's all over social media and all this. You've seen it too. And in this video, and I'm only, it's
Is
almost like
that
you're
his
watching.
girlfriend in the
Yeah,
video?
she's one of the women in there, and she's all over the CD. I do you get it feeling like it's like Weekend at Bernie's? Like it's like they're pushing him around. He's got this awful wig on and he doesn't know where he's at. And they're like, here Ace, and everybody else. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Not it's
No.
not good. And then the next one is sort of the 70s sounding song. The drums are good in that song.
Right.
That one's got a good drum solo. And then I have for the sixth song, I have kind of a funny note on it because
This
I
is my
said,
favorite song in the album, and I think it's one of his older songs out of these.
really?
It's
Because
and it's and it's not about
it's not about his girl.
it's not about girls or space or electricity. So I'm liking it.
But it kind of has a Motley Crue feel to it. It's like this is more
Yeah,
Motley Crue than you. This is more Motley than you get on Mick.
you should. Yeah, I know. But this is definitely my favorite song in the album. If I had to
That's one
listen
of
to
the.
the song, I'd be fighting for life for sure.
Yeah,
The
that's one of
next
the.
song, Don't Even Get Me Started. Holy crap. Is there a worse intro? Like Blinded by Science? They have him singing a cappella before the song even starts.
Was like,
It's
what?
friggin' brutal. Like,
I was like, oh, they took that was so wrong. That was wrong.
yeah. Blinded by Science. Oh my God. Yeah. And then the next one. I
You
don't
know what the
want
next one? You know what I wrote for my notes for the next one?
what?
Dumb song.
Yeah.
That's all I wrote. That was it. Dumb
Dude,
song.
I don't. He's a 73-year-old wearing a wig, can barely talk, can barely play guitar, and he's singing about you're constantly cute, and it's creepy.
That is a dumb song. Just a
It's dumb.
dumb
It's creepy. It's
song.
weird. This whole thing kind of creeps me out. This whole, I don't know what the, I'm trying to find, there's got to be an ulterior motive to record this, to make this. I don't know what they're making. I don't know how they're making money off this or
Well,
whatever.
they are going to make money off this because of his reputation. I mean,
Yeah,
and
but
to
he's
be
not
honest,
drawing like huge numbers at these shows.
no. He's only
And I
doing
want, and he's got a
two
fan. I
shows.
mean,
He's doing one in New York and one in New Jersey.
his backup band is amazing, and he got them from Gene Simmons. You know, I saw Gene Simmons solo tour, and these guys are great. But
Yeah.
that being said, again, another thing that really, you know, you go to these Kiss conventions. I feel like I'm listening to a bad Kiss convention set when I listen to this album,
Yeah.
you know, because these guys are at all the Kiss conventions. They're great musicians, but you got, I don't know.
And then what do you think about the and then there's the ballad.
It's horrible.
Why is Ace doing a ballad?
I don't know.
Why is that happening?
Melissa, I am looking at the lyric sheet. It's like a mini book. Like, why would you have Ace sing this much in a song? It's crazy. Why did you stop and turn around? Did you even know the reason? Why did you help me out? Why did it? It goes on and on and on. It's like, no, it's supposed to be your
I
lightning's all
mean,
I need, my
it's wordy.
satisfaction grows. You know, and then, or it's cold gin time. That's what he liked. He wrote great riffs with little lyrics. This is something weird.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is very wordy for him. It is definitely
Yeah.
very wordy for him. And then
Right.
the 10th song I put, it kind of has, it reminds me of the song New York Groove. It kind of has that
You're right. Yeah,
old school Ace.
they tried to redo New
Yeah.
York Groove. It doesn't work. And then of course they have to have the instrumental at the end.
So
And
he has an instrumental at the end, and Mick has an instrumental at the end.
yeah, but Ace's thing is he always because Fractured Mirror was so brilliant. And then so every subsequent album now he has to have the, you know, it's his trope, but
They both did it this time.
yeah.
So both albums, one's 10 songs, one's 11 songs, one's 39 minutes, one's 41 minutes. So they're kind of the same. I'm probably not going to buy this either.
I'll give you a free copy if you want it.
I'm good because you know
All
what? I
right.
might never listen to it.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, so I watched that video for Cherry Medicine, right?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I'm reading the comments, the YouTube comments, and people are loving it. Oh, this
That's the
is
thing, you
classic
know.
Ace. He's back. He's the best guy. He's better than anybody in Kiss. He's
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, I get it. And people, oh, well, what do you want? Not him to put out new music? I'm like, well, if he's going to put out new music, put out good new music. And it's not even, it's just, like I said, there's something very distasteful about this whole, I've been following him with this latest relationship. And you know, you remember he came out with the album, I think Space Invaders, maybe the one, I don't know. He dedicated that to his current girlfriend, and then that was a nightmare. And they had to get the police to get him all this stuff out of her apartment or out of her
Was she
house.
the one that had all that plastic surgery done? Was that the girl?
Rachel, her name was Rachel. I know that. He
I don't
goes,
remember her
this one's
name, but
Rachel. Like, so now he's with this woman and I'm hearing
how old
things.
is she?
Huh?
How old is she, this girl?
She's a lot younger than he is.
Well,
And I don't know. You don't know what's true or not. So I'm not going to put it out there. It seems very creepy. Like I see the videos, like they walked in the Walmart. So when it was released to go in the Walmart and it looks like Weekend at Bernie's, like they're propping this dude up.
I gotta watch that video.
Yeah. But here, I went to my local Walmart and there was nothing there. I ordered this through Walmart, but there was nothing there. I thought 10,000 volts was a little promising. Like I said, they're ripping off Soundgarden, but I thought, okay, if it gets better from there, I mean, I'm a completist and he's always been my favorite member, but I don't know. I won't see him live ever again. I just can't do it. He's not there. Like I said, watch the Chris Shiflett. If you do anything, watch the Chris Shiflett interview because he interviews guitarists. Like he interviewed the guy Mike McCready from Soundgarden. I mean from Pearl Jam. And they'll focus on one song, so they focus on Alive and his. So this one he has Ace, and they're all influenced by Ace. All these guys,
Right.
and they talk about Shock Me, and he's in this woman's basement, his current girlfriend, and he can barely play Shock Me, and he can barely speak. It's kind of sad. And then
Yeah.
he says weird shit like my stepdaughter is a big Foo Fighters fan. She's not your stepdaughter. You're not married to this woman. I don't think he ever got divorced from his first wife. It's just there's a whole level of bizarreness here. But the music, that aside, the music isn't that good. I think it's more of a project from the guy from Trickster, and he's just slapping Ace's name on there. And I don't know. And then I'm reading that. I think he just came out and said, I can play Ace's leads note for note. So you wonder if Ace even plays guitar on this.
Well,
Yeah.
maybe not. I mean, Kiss is famous for not for not, you never know who's on the
Yeah, but you could tell, like
album.
when they had ghost players, you could tell. Like I could
Yeah.
tell when it wasn't Ace, especially. I could tell when it wasn't Peter Criss on Unmasked because Peter Criss didn't play double bass. But this I don't even know what to rate this because it kind of leaves a really bad taste in my mouth. Like
Which do you like better, the Mick or the Ace?
I would have to say I like the Ace better because 10,000 volts is passable, Cosmic Heart is passable, and I really like Fighting for Life. Other than that, it's pretty brutal. Where Mick Mars is just pretty straight on bland, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I go with Ace, and may, that might have something to do with the fact that I've always liked Ace better than Mick to start with. You know, I've always liked his guitar playing better, and he's my favorite in Kiss as
Yeah,
well.
like I said, they're different players, and I really liked what Mick. I think Mick was criminally underrated, and I really like what Mick brought to the table, especially on those early albums. I mean, like that first album, they're playing like glam, a mixture of, sweet and glam metal. And then he breaks into some brutal slide guitar, which was awesome. You
Yeah.
know, yeah, I think he's criminally underrated. I've seen him live where, towards the end where he could barely move and he still could rip. I'm standing right next to him. He could shred. He couldn't move. But they dressed him up like a zombie and it worked, right? Yeah, so I appreciate both guitarists. I mean, obviously Kiss was my gateway band and Ace was my favorite, but Ace has really gone down hundreds of notches for me over the last. I met him in person and I don't know. He comes out with statements like he can't tour Europe because he owes so much in back taxes. I don't know where he's coming from. Like, and then
Who says
he goes to the
that,
casinos and he's talking. Yeah, and then the whole thing with, he was threatening to have dirt on Paul and Gene, and then he backs off on it's just so.
like, I don't care about all that, the old
Yeah, I know.
squabbling between all these, between
Yeah, I'm
Mick
kind
and
of done with it
Motley
too. Yeah.
or Ace and Kiss.
Well, the Kiss thing's been going on for years. I actually think the
Well, yeah.
Motley thing is actually pretty interesting from a business standpoint because they, if you listen to certain people, they wanted Mick out of the band, but Mick still had a pretty decent deal, and he still, I mean, much to his credit, he still took him to court. But I think he was still going to get 20, like 20% of the profits from the tour without going on tour. But they two very dysfunctional bands. I think Motley Crue in some ways is even more dysfunctional. Holy cow.
They are all dysfunctional, but
Yeah.
and that's fine. You know, you can whatever, I don't care. I mean, sometimes dysfunction makes for a good album, but not in
Right.
this case.
Yeah, no.
So does this make you more excited about Bruce Solo, or does this worry you about Bruce Solo, given the fact that we've had two solo albums that have been duds?
Oh, Bruce Kulick?
No, Bruce Dickinson.
Oh, Bruce Dickinson? Oh, I'm sorry.
His album is
I'm
coming out
thinking
on
Kiss.
Friday.
I think Bruce Dickinson's album is going to be great, honestly, what I've heard. And Judas Priest is going to, that's another thing. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Judas Priest. The new Pearl Jam song has growing on me leaps and bounds. When I first heard it, I'm like, all right. But then I'm like, holy crap. I mean, Mike McCready, he's another criminally underrated guitarist. He shreds at the end of that song. And then the band from Ohio that I like, Midnight, it's basically one guy gonna come. Yeah. So they're all coming up with new there's new releases I'm really pumped for. So this stuff's, even by default, I'm not even going to listen to it. I think Bruce Dickinson's album is going to be great.
Yeah, I do too. It's unfortunate that Ace and Mick have some quality personnel behind them and come out with this stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I agree.
You expect better.
I agree.
And I just kind of don't, I still don't understand who's having this meeting, who's sitting around going, this is what we should do.
Well, that's, you bring up a great point, because I don't, especially with the Ace Frehley album, I could kind of see the, maybe the Mick, because he's fresh off of, he's still in court with those guys, and maybe he wanted to get something out. And with the whole Ace situation, I don't know. I mean, he still has to be making money on tour with the meet and greets and everything, because he's constantly touring. He's got a great band. I wonder how much he pays them, because these guys can just go walk and play. Yeah, I don't know what the impetus behind this album is. I see it as a vanity project for the guy that Steve Brown and his current girlfriend. I just see it as that, because she's all over the album too. I think she's living some weird rock fantasy.
But she doesn't play on it or anything, right?
She sings on a couple tunes. And
she does.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I guess I didn't get that for my Spotify listen.
With a guitar. I don't think she plays on it. I haven't delved that deep. I don't know. I seriously doubt. I wouldn't be surprised if Ace doesn't play any guitar on this, especially after hearing Steve Brown say that he knows how to play like Ace. Kind of like when Psycho Circus came out, and I'm like, wow, Ace sounds great. And then you realize it's Paul Stanley and Tommy Thayer playing the Psycho Circus thing,
Yeah, so, that's what I mean. You kind of don't really know.
Yeah, so in that respect, you were right. I'm talking about back, but like I knew it wasn't Ace on some of those Destroyer songs. But yeah, I don't know. I was talking to a guy yesterday. I'm like, how many units are they going to sell? And then
check this out. Did you know that it is on Bandcamp?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So I was like, really? You never see like a band, like, a big band on Bandcamp. It's all small underground, small labels, small bands that are doing their own thing. So it was really weird when the link popped up for Bandcamp. I was like, this is on Bandcamp?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's doing a show in New York City and he's doing a show in New Jersey. He's not coming up here to Boston, though, which is kind of weird because he's right kind of in the neighborhood. But
yeah.
But he lives in New Jersey now, right? He left, right? Didn't he leave the East Coast? I mean, the West Coast.
He's living with that woman.
Right? Does he live in New Jersey?
Yeah, I hear she's well-to-do, so I don't know how much.
Well, then maybe she's not after his money or whatever money she might.
So here he's playing. He's not even playing. Like it's interesting. He played the Monsters of Rock cruise. He's playing New York, Rhode Island, Rome, New York, New Jersey. But he's playing Marion, Illinois. Marion, Illinois is like middle of nowhere. There's a prison there. That's Southern Illinois. Like you're maybe an hour and a half from St. Louis. I don't know. And he's playing there too. Yeah. And Decatur is maybe an hour from Champaign. So I know he would consistently play the Acadia Theater in St. Charles, but I don't know if he will again. I interviewed that guy last summer, and I asked him about Ace, and he's like, well, we don't exchange Christmas cards, but, he makes us money. So
what's this? Oh, the
promoter, the guy who owns the theater, actually. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Ron Anesti. He gets some pretty great bands. That is, it's a great venue to see shows. I'm seeing Wolfgang Van Halen Sunday, by the way.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
When's this going to drop?
I'm hoping for Saturday.
I'm seeing him. So I'll see him this evening. I'm seeing him Saturday evening, and we're seeing him in Joliet, Illinois headlining, and Nina Strauss is opening up.
That'll be good.
And that's another thing. I listen to that Mammoth BH album every day. And then you're going to listen to Ace Frehley or Mick Mars? No. There was some really great releases last year.
If you want good guitar, Nita plays great guitar. If you want good guitar, it's out there. If you want great vocals, it's out there. If you want,
they need who's the guy that did the Stones? He's doing Pearl Jam. Andrew Watt.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Well, they say he's Viagra for old bands, but he does a great job. I like that Stones album, and this new Pearl Jam song sounds awesome. I don't know, but they didn't.
Well, he did the last Ozzy album too, right?
That's right. Yeah, with all the guest guitarists.
Which I
Anyway.
wasn't in love with that album either, but that was way better
No.
than these two albums.
Ozzy's voice, in fact, one of our mutual friend, when are you going to Australia?
Not till September.
Okay, yeah. So our mutual friend Peter, who I think you're going to see out there, he wants me to do an Ozzy show, and I'm like, I really, after Ultimate Sin, Ozzy's voice kind of grated on me. I was all in on the first Sabbath reunion. I thought that was awesome, and I thought, but as far as solo, I don't know. I kind of got off the I got off the crazy train a long time ago.
I
So,
kind of did too. After the
yeah.
80s, I would say in the 90s, I kind
Even
of
the
checked out
Zach
as
stuff,
well.
I wasn't big fan. Like, I love Black Label Society, but the Zakk Wylde Ozzy stuff, if I never hear No More Tears again, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I like it, but I don't. Yeah, I don't. But I don't listen to it that often. I don't go back to
Right.
it that often. If I'm going to listen to Ozzy, I'm going to listen to like old Ozzy, or I'm going to listen to Black
Yeah,
Sabbath.
right, exactly. Or Randy stuff, even.
Yeah, Randy or
Yeah,
Jake
or
Lee stuff.
Jakey Lee. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Or like I
Yeah.
said, I'm just gonna go straight for the old school Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, because I didn't love his new album either. And part of the reason why I didn't like his new album was the same thing. His vocals were so overproduced. It was like a
Yeah.
computer. And that's kind of what this sounds like with Ace. It sounds like
Yeah.
he's just in a compute like it's a, just a computer program.
Right.
It's been so they don't
Who
even
made the
try to like hide
decision?
it though. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't even try to finesse it.
To make the decision for him to sing so many lyrics is
Yeah.
just incredibly bad.
Who's credited with writing the lyric? Because I don't have the album in
It's
front of me.
a collaboration Steve
Steve.
Brown and Ace Frehley. Yeah, let's see. You're gonna make me open up my CD again. I thought I was gonna lock it away forever.
It to use.
Yeah. There's a sweet poster, and the cover is like a 3D kind of thing. It's pretty cool. The poster's cool too. Yeah, all the songs are written by Ace and Steve Brown, and they have their own management. So it's like Ace Frehley smoking guitar music and Steve Brown, Browner's Stone Music or Brownstone Music. I don't know. It's all so weird. Like how much pieces of the pie are they getting out of this? It's not like, there's a record company. How much money did they put into producing this, and how much money are they going to recoup on this? I don't, nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
I bought two physical
so there
copies.
you go.
Yeah. But hey, if you want it, or if any of your listeners want it, get a hold of Melissa, get a hold of me, and I'll send it to you.
All right.
It's unopened, red vinyl.
I'm sure there's
Yeah.
somebody out there that will take it off your
So, what
hands.
show? You got any shows coming up before we depart?
I'm
Live
actually
show?
going to see Friday night. I'm going to see Haken, the
Okay.
progressive metal band.
Yeah, my nephew loves them. Yeah. All
Yeah,
right.
they're very good. I haven't seen
Yeah.
them in a while, so
All
I'm
right.
looking forward to that. And then I'm also at the end of the month, I'm going to Hell's Heroes in Houston, Texas, which is my friend George calls it heavy metal spring break.
Okay.
So
What
before days
bands are
of
playing
that,
there?
Queensryche, Doro, Candlemass, Sodom. I don't know,
Night. Where's that going
millions
to
of
be?
bands. Night Demon, Seraph's Uncle.
What location is that at?
It's in Houston, Texas, at Hell's
Is that a fair?
Heroes Festival. It's a
Is it a
festival.
fairgrounds or is a?
It's like a, I don't know what you would call it. I mean, it's got like an indoor, like a regular, like a bar or whatever, bar with a stage. And then they have a
Okay.
stage upstairs, which is small. And then they have an outdoor. It's like a whole complex kind of
Oh,
like.
very cool. That sounds
Yeah,
great.
it's
Yeah.
awesome. It's awesome. This is my third year going. There's a hotel within walking distance down the street. There's a brand new
Yeah.
brewery that's within walking distance. We have a blast. The weather is usually great. It's warm and we're drinking beers and we're listening to music and we run into a lot of people that we know from metal Twitter and that we know from the podcasting community and we just get to see everybody and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of
Yeah.
underground bands and the bands a lot of times will be walking around, just hanging out. It's very chill, very unpretentious. It's my favorite festival. I really, really enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to that. And then of course I have Judas Priest coming up,
Yeah.
Saxon and Uriah Heep.
Right. Yeah.
Girl School.
Where's Girl School playing?
They're at the Paradise on April
No
29th.
way.
Yeah, they're
I would love to see them. They got a website, obviously.
Definitely, definitely check them out. And then I'm going to see Bruce in May in Glasgow. Before I do that, I'm seeing Blind Guardian and Night Demon, like literally like days before I go. And then I got some stuff in the summertime. The summer I'm ch kind of trying to stay a little bit chill because I got the big trip to Australia in the fall, so I got to try to save some money somewhere.
Right. Yeah,
Between
so
two nights
I'm trying to figure out. I want to see Maiden. I mean,
in the
maybe
fall.
I don't know if maybe I'll hit Rosemont when they're up there because I travel before. They're not coming down here at all in
Which I
Florida.
find odd
Yeah,
since,
because you usually
Nico
wind
lives
up with
there.
tours here. Maybe
They
they'll
usually
hit
start
it
there.
after Brazil. I don't know. Yeah, I'll catch it at some league. I got a, let's see. So I got Mammoth VH coming up tonight. I'm going to see the Stones opener in.
Going to the Stones too. I forgot about that. My friend bought me a ticket for my birthday.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm going the opener in Houston in late
Oh,
April.
that's going to be good.
Yeah. And then what else? I got Creed coming up. I got probably going to catch Foo Fighters with Mammoth VH2 on one of my trips driving up there. I'm going to hit Cincinnati. Oh, I'm the big Sammy Hagar Van Halen thing with Joe Satriani. I'm going there for sure as well.
Are you going to that? Yeah, I'm on the fence about that. I have a friend that's like, eh, I might go. I might go. I said, well, if you go, I'll
That's
go.
going to be great. Have you seen The Circle?
I have.
He puts on a great show, and
It's fun. It's very fun.
the thing is, I love that guitarist, but he replaced him with Joe Satriani. I don't know what the deal is, but I can't see it being nothing but entertaining. Like,
It's just gonna be, listen, you're gonna know all the songs.
yeah.
You're gonna be outside. The weather's gonna be nice. It's just gonna be a fun. It's just gonna be fun.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a fun time.
Definitely, for sure. So that's all I got right now. I'm sure other shows are going to pop up. Oh, we
I
got
know.
Saxon Uriah Heep coming up too. I'm going to see them
Yep.
up in Chicago. Yeah, that's all I can think off my
Yeah,
head
I
right
think I have other
now.
stuff, but I can't even think off the top of
Yeah,
my
right,
head.
exactly. I'm going to the girls' school website. I'm clicking on tour dates and nothing's popping up so far. But
Oh no. Yeah, I think it's
might.
29.
I would love, I
Okay.
never saw them live, so I would like to see them for sure. But hey, thanks for having me on. Like I said, anytime you need me, I am there for you. It's
Well,
all.
I appreciate it. I love having you
Yeah,
on. I love having you on.
we could talk anything. Get
But
shit, let's
not
see.
late stage Aussie, because neither one of us have much to say on
No, let's
that.
see. All right, so girls' school, they're coming to Houston, New Orleans, Atlanta, Raleigh, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Boston, New York, Montreal, Tahalia Hall in Chicago. I don't know if I want to, yeah, I don't know. April, I can't go anyway. It's April 2nd. I'll be in Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Man, it'd be cool to see them. You know, a lot of bands don't come down to Florida, or if they do, they play like one or two, they'll play Orlando and then they skip, and it's really weird.
Well, no, I remember when I lived in Florida, I remember a lot of people would come down. They just play like the Sportatorium, and that would be it in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. And
That'd be
then
it.
I think it's Extreme and Living Color are coming to Janus Landing next month. So I might check that out if possible. But yeah, it's.
I mean, a lot of people go to like the play the Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale.
They play Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale, and yeah, and they play Hard Rock in Tampa. Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale, though, gets bigger shows.
Yeah.
Tool played two nights there, and they're getting someone else really big coming up too. But like the stadium show, so like the Stones are playing Orlando, Paul McCartney played Orlando, but Billy Joel and Sting just played Tampa, which I is much better stadium and much easier for me to get to.
Right.
You know, I we couldn't we couldn't make it work out, but I don't know why more bands don't hit Raymond James. You know, they always go to Orlando. And then we got the big there's the, so a lot of these bands are playing Daytona. I can't go to that. I was hoping to, but because everyone's playing there.
Well, they have that. What is
Do
it?
it.
Volusia County Civic Center, right? Is that what? I don't know what it's called now, but it used to be called the
What,
Volusia County
Daytona?
Civic in Daytona. Yeah.
No, they're playing the Speedway.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's Rockville. So
Oh, my friend goes to that every year. You know what, though? He says he's not going to go anymore because he says every time he goes, there's something happens with the weather. Like last year, he said that
yeah, that's
they
always
had torrential
exactly.
downpours
And then
and
you're
they had to
screwed.
cancel half the show.
Yeah, you're screwed then. But the lineup is unbelievable. But my son's graduating that weekend. So you got Motley Crue, Judas Priest, Anthrax, Dirty Honey, Disturbed. That's just like on the first day. You got Limp Bizkit, Falling Reserve. I mean, I don't know. That's your nu metal
Did
day.
you Aftershock out in Sacramento just dropped? There
Yeah, so
was
Slayer's back on tour after
Slayer,
retiring. Yeah.
Pantera, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Clutch,
Yeah.
Motley Crue, I think is on that bill too. I mean, just like that's insane.
I
I
know.
can't go to that because I'll be just coming back from
I'm surprised
Australia, so I can't
they're
do it.
not
But
doing another power trip. I thought they
I don't
would
think
do
they
that.
made any money. I don't think they made any
Yeah.
money with that nonsense.
Yeah. But
I
the
don't.
Rockville lineup is incredible. Like the Saturdays, Foo Fighters, Greta Van Fleet, Mammoth VH, Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, can't do it. You're right. If it rains, then you're screwed.
Yeah, like I said, my friend,
Yeah.
he used to go every year, and he's like, the last few years I went, he goes, I end up losing money. He goes, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I've heard the same thing about Rocklahoma. Like, I know people that go out to Rocklahoma, and they're like, every time you go out there's like a tornado
Right.
sighting
But
or
I
something,
did
and then
you know,
they have to pack everything up.
I booked hotel for Austin City Limits. They haven't announced the lineup yet, but I'm hoping for one of like four or five bands because that for a big festival that has run so well. It's located perfectly. It's so much fun. We had such a great time last year. So I'm hoping either the Stones. I don't know if it's going to be Green Day. If it's Green Day, because I know Green Day's tour with Smashing Pumpkins. If Smashing Pumpkins comes, this is just my wish list. I'm just thinking of the big bands that could fill in. It can't be Red Hot Chili Peppers because they played 2 years ago. I don't know.
Maybe the Foo will play there.
Well, they played last year. So
Oh,
they're
all right.
2 years
What about
ago. Yeah.
Pearl Jam?
If Pearl Jam, I'm there. I mean, I got the ticket. I'm going to get the tickets and I got the hotel room. But I'm hoping it's one of those four or five bands because I already booked my hotel. Yeah, it should be a fun year, another fun year for shows. And the music will get better. It will get better than
There's a lot of
Mariah
good stuff
Carey,
out
really.
there. We haven't highlighted it today, but there is really good stuff out there. There's a lot of good small underground. If you're on Bandcamp, don't buy the Ace. Go buy some other stuff. Look at Night
Or
Demon and
contact
Prowler
you and
and
I'll give it to him for free.
Absolutely. That's
All
true. That's true.
right,
All right,
Melissa.
my
Thank
friend.
you. I'll
Have a great
talk to you. All
night.
right, you too. Bye.
Bye.